Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We are live worldwide on CUTV News Radio, a service of the award-winning CUTV News. This is your host, Jim Masters. It is 10 a.m. Eastern at the time of this broadcast, and it is Thursday, August 3rd, 2017. I can't believe it's August already. Where is this summer going? Well, hopefully you've been with us every day for all of the incredible guests and experts we have that we feature and showcase and celebrate exclusively here on the award-winning CUTV News. And we are doing that again today as we welcome somebody brand new to the show. I just want to let you know we are broadcasting live worldwide right now, but we are also archiving the show at the same time. So all of our shows are recorded and then archived and then up on the websites, and then also our guests link them and have them on their websites and share them as well. And you can also find the archives to all of our broadcasts on iTunes and on Stitcher as well. Today we're going to talk about first-time home buying. We're going to talk about real estate. We're going to talk about a successful and proven way to be a first-time home buyer with a very special guest expert who's in Hartford, Connecticut, a city I know very, very well and have a great, strong family connection to on my mom's side of the family. It's a great city, capital of Connecticut. Real estate expert Judith Dixon, who is author of A Successful and Proven Guide for the First-Time Home Buyer, putting it all together. Now, Judith's book provides first-time homebuyers with all the information they could need to navigate the process of buying a home. It could seem daunting. It can seem overwhelming. It could seem scary. It could seem like you have to have millions of dollars in order to even consider getting a home. But Judith has really broken it all out and broken it all down in such a user-friendly, relatable way to really guide and help first-time home buyers. A successful and proven guide for the first-time home buyer, putting it all together, offers tips to becoming a competent home buyer. It can actually help you find a good real estate agent, determine what mortgages are available at what rates, and give you a step-by-step guide for all of the necessary procedures that come with purchasing a home. It's a big, big, big investment, probably your biggest, and then followed by your car, probably the college education of a child, a wedding, those things, but the home is the big one, and you want to be able to do it right and have all of the information, the tools, the resources, the guidance, the help, and the assistance. And this amazing book that Judith has penned can help you do that. It's a unique book. I know there's lots of books out there these days, but this particular book, where it's really putting it all together, is written in such a way that, again, it is very relatable, it is user-friendly, and it's easy to understand, which, you know, you're leading a busy life. You don't have time all the time to try to dissect and understand a lot of different things or have to be a scientist to understand to break things down. So it's in a very relatable way, because buying a new home is the most important purchase you're probably ever going to make and the most complex. It's difficult enough to find your dream home, but you must also choose that realtor, that inspector, that mortgage originator, the appraiser, the closing attorney. There's a lot of people involved in this big process, and the process is fraught with important decisions, any one of which could derail the purchase. So she's going to share with us her story as well and why she got into this line of work and why she wanted to write this book and share it with all of you. So it's a real honor and pleasure to have, again, direct from Hartford, Connecticut, our very special guest, real estate expert and author, Judith Dixon. Judith, good morning. A real honor and pleasure to have you with us on the show today. And thanks for joining us on CUTV News Radio. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's an honor to be with you interviewing today.
We've got a lot to talk about, too, and I know you've spoken with a lot of people, you've researched a lot of people, you've had an opportunity to do a lot of different things. I know you've been featured in a lot of different magazines and newspapers, the New York Times, the Hartford Current, the Arizona Republic, the Hartford Business Journal, the Sun Sentinel, Real Estate Weekly, and on and on and on. I would love to know for our audience, too, what inspired you to want to get into this world of real estate and helping people with home buying and putting them, connecting them with those people that they need to be connected with and offering the resources and tools and knowledge to be able to do it efficiently and correctly and in a beneficial way. Is this something that's always interested you in your life's journey, getting into being a real estate expert?
Jim, not really. The experience kind of just kind of evolved. My significant other and I were looking to buy a condominium within our high-rise building. We had rented for over 20 years in Hartford, and we were ready to buy a home, but we weren't really looking. All of a sudden, in our high-rise building, there's a huge bulletin board, and there was a photograph of a condominium that was up for sale. I spotted it, and I thought it was really nice, and I went down to the real estate office in our building. We were fortunate to have a real estate realtor that works within our building. And I know of the realtor because I used to work for an insurance agency, and I used to handle all her accounts for her personal insurance. And I finally met with her, and I said, you know, Sally, I really like to see this condominium. So she said, well, why don't we do it now? So she brought me up to the condominium, opened the door, and it was like love at first sight. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It had everything I would have ever wanted in a home. I never owned a home, and neither did my significant other. And I took a look at all the rooms. It's a one-bedroom, and it has a patio overlooking the pool, and I said, this is it. This is the home that I want. So I brought my significant up to the condominium, and he really liked it too. He really loved it. And we said, okay, we're going to do this. So we knew other people were eyeing the condo, so we had to work fast. So what we did was we hired the realtor right on the spot because I knew of her, and she is very, very good at what she does. She's an expert. She takes her time. She's not looking for a fast sale. And within 2 weeks, we bought the condominium. We had a mortgage written up, and we had an appraiser. We had a home inspector check before we signed a dotted line with our closing attorney. And it went very fast. And it was the best decision we've ever made in our lives.
Now, in that process, were there any things that surprised you, took you off guard, that you didn't expect? Any things about the process that stood out for you that you learned from that, again, because of, you know, learning from it, you were able to then guide and mentor and help others through your book? Anything, you know, like one of the things you mentioned was, you know, there were other people looking at that same condominium. Sometimes we forget that we fall in love with this property, and we think we're the only ones who are going to get it or who'll be lucky enough, but there could be a wealth of other people vying for it and competing and trying to outbid and all of this. That's one thing that sometimes surprises people. Anything else that you discovered in the process that sort of surprised you about how it all works?
Well, we really didn't have any knowledge of who was eyeing the condominium. We just knew because we lived in a high-rise that there were other people looking from the inside who were residents already, who were renting, and people who were on the outside. And so we wanted to work fast because we wanted to make this our home. we learned a great deal about how we didn't have much knowledge before we bought the condominium. I did research, but I didn't do enough. And I learned a lot more after the purchase of the condominium. And that was the information that I answered in the book, because I wanted to make an easy read book for the first time home buyer to look out for a lot of different things that I wish we had looked out for. They weren't major, but they were important.
And that's what's great about your story, is you're sharing your experiences and you're sharing your knowledge. So when did you come to the decision of wanting to write book? When did that aha moment happen for you, where you said, you know what, I really want to put this on paper so I can, you know, advise and guide others and show people how to do it effectively and get all those important people surrounding them for that first home buyer to make the purchase successfully? When did you decide, let's write a book about all of this?
Right after we purchased the home. I love to write. And I never wrote a book in my life. Exactly. And I really researched. It took me about 7 months, and I worked at it every day. And I got some very good information, and I think it's the most detailed book anybody can ever read. It's about 30, 35 pages. It's very compact, but it's very detailed. And it gives all the information from the very beginning about figuring out what you want in a home to taking your time finding a realtor, because that person is the most important person that you will have to work with. And you should have a lot of trust in them, and you should take your time.
That's the thing, too, right, exactly. Taking time, being mm-hmm. wary of everything and, you know, being prepared, but taking time, because it is such a huge decision, right?
Yes. As you said, it's the most important decision you'll ever make in your lifetime. Because most people want to buy a home and they want to stay there for quite a few years. And it's home ownership is just terrific. We rented for a long time, and that's making a landlord wealthy. It has nothing to do with you. It has all the assets. You have no assets as far as your home. Everything belongs to the landlord.
Right, and you're basically paying their mortgage on that property.
Exactly.
The rent that you're paying. So you've written this book on buying a home. Are you a realtor, Judith?
No, I'm a publisher. I'm not a realtor.
A publisher.
Yes.
Good, okay. So what makes the process of buying a home unique or particularly challenging, would you say, again, from your own experience and from other experiences you've heard that people have shared with you for that first-time home buyer?
Well, nobody really shared anything with us. It was just taking one step at a time.
Yeah.
A realtor was terrific because she guided us in every step. And what was amazing was that the insurance agency I had worked with when I serviced her account was a family business. So her brother was our closing attorney. So we didn't have to look very far. Most people don't have that experience. They have to look a lot further. But it takes time, and it just everything fell into place.
And when that happens, which sometimes can be rare, it could be a good thing,
mm-hmm.
but
yes.
What's great about your book is at least your book shows people the right way, the easier way, less stressful way to try to achieve having everything fall into place. You know, life has its unpredictability, but, you know,
exactly.
at least your book is a wonderful reference to get started. So
mm-hmm.
let's talk about the writing process. I'm a writer myself, and I've written, you know, a lot of material over the years, and you said it took about 7 months. So what was that process for you like, for somebody who, again, who has never actually officially written a book at that time? This is your first book, and I have a feeling, Judith, it probably won't be your last based on, you know, the feedback on this particular book. But what's that process like? Share for our audience what it was like for you to do it.
It was difficult, but it was enjoyable because I love to write. And I used as many resources as I could. I talked with a lot of realtors. I talked with I did a lot of research in the library. And it's amazing because this book led to another opportunity, which I am doing right now, which I'm publishing a real estate agent magazine for Connecticut with another company. So I am really involved in the real estate industry right now. And it's a fascinating business. I'm not a realtor. I wouldn't be a good realtor, but I love to write about realtors and help them out.
And things are starting to boom right now, too. There's a return, isn't there? It's picking up.
Yes.
You're noticing that? At the time of this broadcast on August 3rd, 2017, anything can happen. But you're noticing a uptick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that happens, does that make it more – is it a seller's market right now, or is it a buyer's? How would you describe it currently?
I think it's a seller's market right now.
Yeah.
And people are buying. But it's the summer is a great time.
Yeah.
Because in Connecticut, it's, you know, the winters are tough, and summer is the best time for realtors to get out there and make their sales. And people are looking in the summer.
They sure are, absolutely. So you've shared your experience as far as what buying a home for the first time was like for you. I would imagine, you know, the process of buying your home only took 2 weeks. That's quite amazing. That's like in a New York minute. But it's known to take a lot longer. I mean, I know even stories I've heard with family and friends and others where it's a very emotional process. It's a very... It can be very long. It can be very competitive. You know, for people who are reading the book, I imagine they're probably anticipating something a lot more challenging just on stories they've heard from others where, you know, somebody's really in a bidding war with them, or the rules and deal changes, or life changes for them economically. Something happens with their income or whatever the case may be. There's a lot of emotion wrapped up in this, and there's a lot of investment wrapped up in this as well. So it can be challenging. So I guess people are anticipating it being, they're almost prepared, almost sometimes even fearful that it's going to be a major obstacle or challenge, right? But you try to help them through that with the book.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. We feel the same way. I mean, the economy changes a lot, and you can't anticipate things happening. Things just happen. That's life. But you can make yourself prepared for the most part. And, of course, if you have children, you take more time because you need to find a good school district. You want a safe environment. Everyone wants that, not only couples with children, but it's a risk. It is a risk, and we knew it was a risk. And you take chances, and it's the best risk we ever took.
Mm-hmm. And one that pays off too in the end. You know, as you know, the value increases, and maybe you do improvements or whatever it may be that you do. So. We're talking about the process with the book. How does, if people grab the book, how do you kick the book off? Where does the process begin in the book? Does the book begin, for our audience listening right now, does the book begin at a certain stage, or would you say it begins right at the beginning, the first thought about considering purchasing a home? And does it begin after maybe you found the house you want, or does it begin with that sort of that search process, knowing what school district you want, that kind of thing? And that's one other thing I just want to throw in quick. A lot of people base where they move, what towns they move to and whatever state they're in, on how good the schools are too, right? If
right,
they have kids,
they
of
do.
Course.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So the book starts at what point in this whole process, would you say, Judith?
I think a person has, or a couple has to sit down and figure out what exactly they're looking for, what they expect, and what is appropriate for them and what is not appropriate for them. And they have to really they have to go over their finances because buying a home is expensive and there's a down payment, and there's a lot of aspects to look at. And then if that looks good and viable for them, then the next step is to find a realtor, because the process begins with a realtor. And also asking friends or other people that they know of that have homes, how they approached the whole process, to get as much information as they can before they hire a realtor. And just be cautious, because there's a lot of realtors out there that are wonderful, but in the same vein, there are realtors out there that just want to make the sale. And you want somebody that's really on your side and that is going to take the time to show you, and you have that expectation. You have every right to. It's your money. And you're investing a good amount of money into this experience. And it's your home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. It's but once you've done it, time to crack open that champagne, right?
I'll tell you. When we first moved in, after we closed, the minute we opened the door with the key, it was emotional. I just burst into tears. It was really a great feeling.
Yeah.
Because never owning is really something. And then finally you get opening to your own home. You can do anything you want, you know, within some limitations. But it's your home. And nobody can take it from you as long as you pay the mortgage. And,
right. Well, that's right.
It's
just like a car. Yeah, exactly.
Right,
you
exactly.
You have to
yeah.
do that. But then
right.
it's something that is yours and becomes an asset, a sizable asset. And
right.
some people,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they do have kids, they can leave it to the family. I mean, there's a lot. And there's also
right.
you know, memories are made. And you feel grounded and rooted, don't you?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I
don't feel much like a gypsy.
No, my personality has changed enormously since we purchased.
Yeah.
We feel much more grounded. Exactly. That's an excellent word for it.
So you went from a New York City girl to a Connecticut
yeah.
suburbanite.
Exactly. Right. Well, we don't live in the suburbs, but we live in
right.
we live close to the city. Yeah. And
yeah, you're right
it's,
there.
It's
Hartford
interesting.
Is, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You got a lot of Hartford's a great area. You got West Hartford, a lot of good restaurants,
right.
a lot of
oh,
museums.
Terrific.
It's a great area where you are in the center
yep.
of Connecticut
mm-hmm.
there. What has the
it
response
is.
Been to the book itself? Are first-time home buyers getting a lot of information and resources out of it, and are they reaching out to you in response to the book? How's that going?
Well, I'm getting a good response. I'm getting good sales. However, I haven't really had any responses, but I did give two book sales. I did a book sale at Barnes & Noble and one at the Hartford Public Library. And that's when
oh, great.
I can meet face-to-face with people that
mm-hmm.
are interested in buying the book. And that was interesting.
Yeah.
There was a lot
what
of
is that
questions.
Like now?
And
I was going to say, for you
it was,
being the author.
Yeah.
It's a different experience. Here you have people coming up to you who either have just purchased the book, so they're investing in you, investing in your knowledge, investing in your experiences, and then people maybe who are, you know, have just read the book or what have you, and they're coming to you. that must give you a really interesting and not warm and fuzzy, but just a really a feeling of accomplishment that you're touching people and inspiring them and guiding them. Here are these people that show up at these book sales and book events to see you, to hear your story, to read your book. That must make you feel wonderful, doesn't it, Judith?
It does. It really does. And I really, really want to help them. That's why I wrote the book. It is a very easy to read book. I didn't want to make it complicated because the process is complicated enough. And it's a wonderful
daunting
feeling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, talking about a little bit more of the mechanics of it all, with mortgage originators and inspectors and appraisers and closing attorneys, I mean, this also can, this whole process of first-time home buying or home buying at all can get a little costly. It can be expensive. It costs almost as much as the home itself sometimes. Mm-hmm. So does the book help people minimize the costs as well?
I don't know if it minimizes it, but you have to take that into account. Appraisers and inspectors, they're not that expensive. Maybe it depends what city you live in or what town you live in. What's important is that you find a good inspector, one that has, it's called a HIVAC, HIVAC license. And we didn't have one that had a license. But he did inspect it, and he saw certain things, not many. And the appraiser is important because you want to know really what your home is worth. Because in a condominium
Absolutely.
Kind of setting, our last resident paid a lot more than what we did when we bought the condominium, because of the period of time he was buying. So that can make a difference, too. It can be in your favor as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, right. Yeah, absolutely. So renting versus owning, you talked a little bit about that. Now you've done both. You do side on owning. There's more advantages to owning than renting. I mean, I've heard a little bit about how millennials are, some of them are choosing to live in the urban environments, not even have cars. They're taking public transportation, desirous of being in a downtown busy area with everything close, maybe renting a condo or a townhouse or an apartment versus buying a home in the suburbs with the fence and the dog and the swimming pool and the two cars. There's a shift in that a little bit. Are you finding that to be the case, or do you still feel owning is really, investment-wise, the best thing to do from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, I think it's most realistic to buy. But if you're in the market to rent, that's all right, too.
Yeah.
And I can understand where these people want to buy in urban areas, because the city is not an easy area to live in. And I at times feel like I wish they could uplift our high-rise and put it in a country setting rather than a city setting. But we have a pool, and when you go out to the pool, it feels like you're out of the city. It's an amazing feeling. It's just so different.
Right.
And
really,
it's a community.
Absolutely.
It's a community type
really
living,
is.
And people move in, people move out, and it's a decision that the person has to make. What's best for them?
Absolutely, absolutely. I want to let folks know that they can find your book on Amazon. That's right.
Yes.
The book is A Successful and Proven Guide for the First Time Home Buyer. Written by our very special guest, real estate expert and author, Judith Dixon. Again, A Successful and Proven Guide for the First-Time Home Buyer, putting it all together, available at Amazon. Judith, thanks so much for joining us on the show. It was a real privilege and pleasure. And we hope to chat with you again real soon.
I appreciate it. It's been an honor.
Enjoy your day. Take care. And thank you for joining us as well. We've got to go. This is Jim Masters, your host. Thanks for joining us on UTV News Radio.